Consultant pediatrician and lead physician for the Sick Kids Initiative, Dr. Rosemary Boyle, provided an overview of how the initiative developed. Dr. Boyle said one component of the initiative is the use of telemedicine to assist in the management of pediatric cancers.
About 3 years ago, some doctors who work out of the Hospital for Sick Kids in Toronto, Canada, who have origins in the Caribbean, saw that it would be a good idea to try and build the capacity in these islands to be better able to manage pediatric cancers and pediatric blood disorders. So they identified doctors in each of the 6 countries, and we met and formulated a plan as to how best we should go about building this capacity. They came up with about 7 different parameters that we would use to measure capacity building. And one of them is the telemedicine component. So telemedicine is simply one arm of the project that is supposed to help us in terms of management of pediatric cancers and blood disorders.
Dr. Boyle explained how telemedicine works, and she disclosed that through teleconferencing, health personnel will be able to present cases to experts in Toronto and receive a diagnosis.
The SICKIDS project have installed very fancy equipment where through telecommunication we can do consultations with the doctors in Toronto. As a matter of fact, we have scheduled meetings once or twice a month where all of the doctors and some of the support staff can sit, and we have a teleconference meeting. So everybody sees each other and we can ask questions, we can present cases, and we can get advice from the experts in Canada. And that is how the telemedicine works. There's a computer, there are monitors, there are cameras, and they see us and we see them. And we can actually present cases in actual lifetime as the cases progress.
Dr. Boyle said the project will provide significant benefits for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she expressed gratitude to the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, Canada, for such an important initiative.
It is going to definitely be a tremendous help to us here in St. Vincent. As I said, we do not have a hematologist or an oncologist, and sometimes we are really challenged in terms of diagnosis and treatment of cancers. Sometimes you know what is there, but in terms of management where you need expertise, this is where the project is going to help us. And it can be done very easily through the telemedicine teleconference. I would just like to say thank you to the Hospital for Sick Kids, because this is a very big step for us here in St. Vincent. And it's going to be far-reaching in the sense that it's not just for pediatric cancers. It is available for the entire medical fraternity, and anyone who needs to use it, they will be able to access the equipment.
The Sick Kids Initiative is expected to address health disparities and promote health equity for children and their families in the interconnected world. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.